Would people please be seated?
George, your first election thing won't be for like at least an hour.
I guess. Well, we're going to set the agenda right after we call the roll. We have other things. We have to rearrange the agenda if we'll do that. So I'll make the agenda. I'll open the agenda for change. I'll explain in a minute. Susan, would you please sit down? Thank you. Donna, would you call the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron?
Here.
David Beaton?
Here.
David?
Here.
Nia Bediako?
Present.
Carolyn Burden?
Here.
Jim Brown?
Here.
AC Bird?
Here.
Kathy Davis? Kathy? Sherry Gendelman?
Present.
There she is, Kathy Davis.
Thank you. Lizette King? Lizette? Effie Nwangaza?
Here.
Sean Casey O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford?
Here.
Sandra Rolline?
Here.
George Reiter?
Present.
James Ross? Jamie Ross?
They're on their way.
Rico Ross? Wendy Schrell?
Here.
Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Andrea Turner?
Present.
Joe Gonzalo? Joe? Susan Young.
Here.
We have some Kathy items left over from...
Kathy is here as well.
Yesterday's agenda. So what I'd like to do is to let you know what we have on the agenda for today in the public meeting. We had canceled the closed session, which was scheduled for this morning, and moved up elections of PNB officers and... Committee members to first thing this morning. However, we have left over from last night's public session a motion regarding the what to do when people change their status on an LSB. We had planned to have an hour and a half to talk about strategic planning and responding to the general manager's report. We then would have the elections for offices and the elections for committees, and that would be followed by public comment. The rest of the agenda is open. Public comment would happen at about 11:30 if we kept to that agenda. But I'll leave it up to the body what they want to do, if they want to reorder things or how they want to proceed. So any suggestions about changes of agenda? Well, hearing none, then we'll just. Yes, and we have to report out what we did last night in the executive session, which will be the first item. A motion was passed, and the decision was that the motion would be read as the report from the executive committee, the executive session. So, Donna, would you read the motion that was passed?
That the PNB appoints LaVarne Williams to act as interim CFO effective 1 February 2009 for a three-month period at the same salary rate paid persons. I'm so sorry. Let me start again. Be it resolved that the PNB appoints LaVarne Williams to act as interim CFO effective 1 February 2009 for a three-month period at the same salary rate paid previous CFO plus medical benefits, provisional on the verification of references and background checks.
Donna, we had taken out the three-month period as
an
amendment.
That's why I hesitated, but because it's still in here. Okay, sorry.
Wasn't there also something about...
So the three-month period is removed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. That didn't
really... Is LaVarne here?
Yeah.
I just wanted to introduce this is LeVaughn Williams, our new CFO.
No, 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 no. Interim.
Our new interim CFO. Excuse me. The next item on the agenda is. Grace.
Could we allow LeVaughn 2 minutes to introduce herself and explain her qualifications and her relationship, past relationship with Pacifica?
Sure.
George,
yes.
Through the chair, can we show the dissenting votes in here?
I don't know.
Report?
I think.
You can record the vote count.
Yeah, right.
Can you the vote count?
Yes. Yes, you can.
I'll take your word for it. I don't see any reason not to. It doesn't seem like privileged information.
Right.
What was the vote on that? The count?
It passed 4 in favor, 4 opposed.
14. No.
I mean, sorry, 14. I didn't get enough sleep last night. I'm so sorry.
No, none of us have.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I would like to thank Donna for her hard work and volunteering and for being here very, very late.
No pay.
Thank you.
Yes, LeVaughn, would you take some time to introduce yourself and as whatever you'd like.
Good morning, and it's a pleasure to see everyone. And I would just like to say that I think that this is a real challenge, this interim CFO position for Pacifica at this time. And I hope that all of us working together can turn around the position that we're in and make this and become successful over the period of time that I'm here in the position, and also moving forward to set the stage so that we will come to a stable financial position and a really successful foundation moving forward. My name again is LeVaughn Williams. I've been a volunteer with KPFA starting in 96. I retired in 96. So I worked for Applied Materials down in Silicon Valley. Previously, I worked for Xerox Corporation. I have a degree in economics from the University of Pennsylvania. I have a master's, an MBA, in finance from Washington University in St. Louis. And again, I worked in corporate finance environment for a number of years, and retiring in 96. And I had a positions as a manager of financial planning and analysis. I've worked in Japan for Applied Materials. I've worked on various cross-sectional and transitional teams in terms of turning around various environments or implementing processes and procedures. And all of those events were successful. So, and I look forward to having a successful run here with the foundation. Excuse me, shall I continue or should I wait till everyone stops talking?
Please do. She had a question as to what you had just said. That was all.
Okay.
Yeah, go.
All right.
Yeah, right. She couldn't hear.
Okay. And excuse my voice. It's better than last night. Okay. So should I continue?
Yes, okay. Please do.
All right. Thank you. And at this time, I'd just like to say that from there, I was a volunteer with KPFA. I did answer the phones during fund drive. And from there, I worked with Nicole Sawaya as the 50th anniversary consultant. And when that debacle happened, I continued with the station working in development. And from there, I've done consultant assignments. And then, of course, most of you know that I was on the KPFA board. I was elected to the board, and then I was elected to the national board, where I served, I believe, for 3 years. And I was also the treasurer the last 2 years I was on the board. And in 2007, I chose to not run again for the board and allow new people to come in with fresh ideas. So I've been away from the board for a year, but I'm glad that I have this opportunity. I hope that I can help the foundation, and with all of us working together, I think we can do that and try to bring, again, stability to the foundation. Thank you.
Thank you, LaVon. I want to move on now to the question of this. Leslie?
I would like to support the listeners here in pointing out that we did not have candidates submitted and that this should have been a posted position. Thank you.
I'd like to move on to the question of what to do with an LSB member who changes their status. Joe, you had...
I believe we were electing officers as the next.
No, this is the carryover from the last from last night. Joe just moved to table. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any objection to tabling this item?
To table for the rest of the meeting.
Well, it can always be a motion which is tabled can be taken back if you move to take it back from the table. So it's always available if you want to do it. It's not a motion to postpone to any particular time. So. It can be brought back later on if...
So is it tabled till the end of the expiration of the meeting, unless it's brought back?
Well,
Jamie,
yes?
Yeah, a move to table puts something on the table from which it can be removed at any time until the end of the next meeting, I think.
Yeah, that's correct.
And if it's not removed, then it's... Then you have to... You start it.
It's the end of the next meeting.
Right. I think it's the end of
you got one meeting. That's correct.
Jim?
I'd like to offer a substitute motion that we postpone it until such time we can handle it at during this session, if we can, rather than tabling it, because tabling it gets lost.
A motion to table isn't discussable, and it's not amendable. We just have to vote on it. If you want to postpone it to some specific time, then we could do that. Otherwise, you have to vote down the tabling. So it's basically
so if you're going to stick with tabling it, then
so if you want to again, if you approve to table it,
that okay. I understand. Okay, I'm saying, but you should.
But if you don't want to do that, if you want to postpone it to a specific time, then you have to vote down the tabling. And then your motion's in order.
No, I'm asking, can you put a time limit on it on the table? And I mean, don't just table it, but say table until when?
No, it doesn't work that way. It's sort of like it's out there. It's sort of like out there and available. And then if you want to bring it back, you can bring it back by a motion to withdraw from the table or to bring back from the table. So it's sort of available at any time if you want to.
I have a point of information.
Jim, do we have a parliamentarian for us?
We don't have a parliamentarian.
I have a point of information.
Who's speaking? Nia?
Nia, yes. Could you please read the agenda as it was amended? Because some of us seem to have a different idea from what you all have. So please read the agenda for today as to
I did that earlier. I'll do it again. There's this motion before us, which is to consider the policy about what happens when someone from the LSB changes their status. There was an hour and a half devoted to strategic planning. These are carryovers from yesterday's public meeting. There's the election of PNB officers, the election of PNB committee members. There's public comment, and after that it's new business, essentially. So that's what our agenda is, yes.
And is that the order that you've put the agenda in?
That's the order, yes.
As requested, Michael Lauer has kindly agreed to come here to do the vote counts, and I would have appreciated being told that that wasn't going to happen at 9 o'clock at the beginning of the meeting as we had scheduled.
I offered people the opportunity to change the order of the agenda when we started this meeting.
I'm sorry, it was unclear to me. I was sitting here and I was actually listening to you, but it was unclear to me that you set that order.
You were dictating what it was.
And as I was saying, I think it might.
There's a motion to table, which will dispense this motion right now. If we want to continue to other things, we can table the items that are in front of us and get to those things. So, all those in favor of tabling the motion, the discussion, it hasn't even been a motion yet, the discussion on what to do about changing status, put your hands up. Donna, would you count, please?
What are we doing? Really? Thank you.
Okay. All opposed? The motion's tabled. The next item would be strategic planning. Responding to the general manager's report and whatever else you want to talk about with regard to strategic planning. Sherry?
Move to table.
Second.
Is there any objection to tabling this motion? Hearing none, we'll move to the election of PNB officers. Do we have nomination? Well, let's see now. I guess the first item is to nominate and elect the chair. Is that right, Sherry?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do we have nominations for the chair?
I nominate Grace Aaron.
Second.
Do we have other nominations for the chair?
Yes, I nominate Jim Brown.
Second.
Do we have any other nominations for the chair? Hearing none, nominations are closed. I presume we do this by ballot.
No, you have to make a statement. We have the opportunity to ask them questions. That's how we did it last
right.
time.
That's right. Good.
And then you do it by ballot.
Okay. So, Grace, you were nominated first. 2 minutes for a statement.
Okay. I've been on this board for a year. I've been on the KPFK-LSB. This will be my sixth year on the KPFK-LSB. I was the chair of the LSB for a year, the year of 2006. One of the most important things I think I did was recruit many qualified, good candidates for the local station board.
Excuse me. Could we please have the audience be respectful of what's going on here? We're not asking you to agree. We're just asking you to be respectful. Thank you.
He knows about respect.
Sorry, Grace.
Okay. The one of the things I'm most proud of doing is recruiting many. I would request that the chair.
We really, you know, what's happening is an attempt to disrupt the meeting. I'd like to ask the person disrupting it what his intention is with regard to that.
My intention of disrupting the meeting is that Grace, who is a polarizing figure at all LSB, she's operating in secrecy.
All right,
and she takes things into darkness and does not expose to the light, and she will be above.
We hear you. Can we proceed with the meeting without further disruption?
And you know,
can we proceed? Let me finish. Can we proceed? Thank you, Grace.
All right. The thing I'm most proud of regarding my service on the LSB is the fact that I recruited quite a number of LSB members who served, including a variety of women and people of color, including Rico Ross, who's sitting on this board, Sean Casey O'Brien, who's also sitting on this board, Yosh Yamanaka, who was on the PNB last year. They were all my recruits and many others. I've recruited at least 10 members of the KPFK local station board in the last two elections, all qualified and very vigorous and important members of our local station board. I've also was the chair of California Peace Action for about 8 years and the spokesperson for that organization, and I coordinated 13 chapters of Peace Action. I've chaired many large and small meetings in that capacity. I helped form a large coalition called the Peace Action Network, which I also chaired and co-chaired, which was opposed to the first Gulf War, which consisted of many, many groups opposed to that war, including the Muslim Public Affairs Council, the Immaculate Heart Community, Pax Christi, Peace Action, the United Nations Association, the World Federalists, the Unitarian Church, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a broad-based network that I formed. And,
20 seconds.
And so I think I'm qualified to be the chair, and I will do my best to include every voice here. We need everybody's cooperation. We need to work together to fix this foundation and get it running so that it's going to last for another 100 years.
What about the lawsuit you invited yesterday?
The next, Jim? Well, you know, let me ask the board, what would you like to do with the audience? What would you like to do with people who are attempting to disrupt the meeting?
I think it's a public meeting, and I think we should ask for public comment and give them their say.
They have public comments scheduled at 11:30.
I think before the vote would be appropriate.
Chair, I would second that motion, and if it comes to it, we just abandon the meeting and have this meeting on the telephone. It's either they let us carry on with the business after they've had their say, or we just leave it alone.
We need to elect officers today. The suggestion has been to give people some time to speak and let them say...
There's a board member that just told me that I'm going to be banned from my station.
No, he didn't. Sean, no. I said, you're going to be banned from the meeting.
From the meeting, stop lying. I heard it.
No, he said
from the meeting.
I said from the meeting.
No. That's exactly what
he
said.
So, there was a suggestion by Leslie that we allow anyone... Let's say you have a half an hour right now. How would that be?
Well, why don't we give the other person a chance?
I'm sorry,
yes, we can.
Jim has the opportunity first. What does that mean?
Yes, I hear you. Absolutely. Absolutely. But we weren't even getting to that because of the noise from the audience.
Are you trying to stop them?
Please don't talk to me unless you have a question.
I was trying to give Jim a chance to talk. I was trying to give Jim a chance to talk. When the audience interrupted that, not the entire audience, may I say. Yes, Nia.
Yeah, I would just like to say, I don't know if I can appeal to the audience. If after Jim speaks and we allow you to speak, would that be okay? Then you guys could say whatever you want to say. Would that be okay? Any objection? Okay, thanks.
Jim, you have 2 minutes.
Was Grace finished?
Yes, her time had just run out.
Good. Thank you. First of all, thank you for the opportunity to even be nominated for this great, great board. I'm Jim Brown. I chaired my local station board for three separate terms, well, two consecutive and then one again later. A little bit of my background. I am a television film producer, radio producer, educator, and I'm also a community trainer. I come from another hat that I wear as an organization that's a progressive organization where I label myself as a progressive man who strives to help men and women cultivate their own vision, their own method of living, and their way of strengthening their own integrity so that they can live with themselves in a peaceful way. I have several other community organizations that I've been involved with, including the National Association of Television Arts and Science, which is NATIS. I co-chaired that in my local area. Also, I am a part of another group that mentors young men at Howard University.
15 seconds.
to do the same thing that I just mentioned in terms of helping them to stay in school and get to the point where they can, in fact, be successful in their educational endeavors.
That's time, Jim. Grace? Yes.
I think that we need to follow Robert's Rules of Order regarding our members, directors on this board, but also in regard to public comment. Personal attacks on a person's integrity or character are not allowed in Robert's Rules of Order. So I would suggest that that type of communication be disallowed. It's improper. It's not productive. It doesn't create an atmosphere of cooperation. But also, we are supposed to be using Robert's Rules. If you'd like me to show you the citation, I can. But it's just, I don't think it should be acceptable. On our LSB, what we do is we allow questions of the candidates by the board members and also by the public with a certain time limit. And I think that might be acceptable.
Yes. The rest of this, what's in order right now is questions from the PNB. There was a suggestion by Leslie, which I didn't see much opposition to giving the audience a chance, and Nia as well, which I'll put up when we finish questions from the PNB to the candidates. I'll put that up for a vote. If there's no objection, we will move to having public participation at that point. But you are correct. The reason that we have public participation is that we feel that you are part of this. If you're going to be part of this, you need to be part of the way it functions. We need to be part of if we want to strengthen this institution, we have to live by the rules that it sets. And so I agree with you, Grace, that the comments should be to the point, to issues, and not simply personal attacks. Questions from the PNB to the candidates.
United Teachers Los Angeles objects to Robert's rules. Would move to suspend the rules momentarily. I'd like to comment.
You're going to get a chance to comment. The PNB has a chance to ask questions. That's what's in order right now.
You just said there would be no comments, only questions.
No, I didn't say that.
You said we were going to vote to go to public comment, and we're going to vote for it.
Sherry.
Yes, I have some questions for Grace. I'd like to know what your relationship is to Scientology. When I look it up on Google, and when you and I
have
a conversation.
I think that's really out of order. That's out of order.
Yes, no, thank you.
Anybody can call somebody out of order.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a question on political relationships, I guess, and I think it's probably in order.
Exactly. So, excuse me, I'm not done with the question yet. I would like to know what your relationship is to Scientology. I have Googled you. You and I have had conversations on email. You told me that you're no longer a member of the church, but that you subscribe to the teachings of L. Ron Hubbard. I'd also like to know what your relationship was to the movement to approve the bombing of Kosovo. To begin with, those are two things that I'd like to know.
Okay, I'll start with the first one. The second one first. I have nothing to do with anything to do with the bombing of Kosovo. I don't know where that comes from. I never advocated the bombing of Kosovo. I was never in favor of the bombing of Kosovo. I am on record as a peace activist making strong statements about nonviolent solutions to that. In fact, I was interviewed by Alvin Toffler, and he cites me and refers to me in his one of his books called War and Anti-War, Survival in the 21st Century, if you want to know what my position is regarding the Balkans. It's just completely false. There's nothing in writing. I was never on an interview. There's no public statement that I ever made regarding Kosovo.
Second part, please.
The second part is this. I have a website. Anyone can look it up. It's www.religiousshunning.org. Okay? I had been a longtime member of the Church of Scientology. I was excommunicated from the church in April 2000. My own personal beliefs are my business. You are mischaracterizing them, Sherry. I believe in a lot of different things spiritually, including the Quaker concept, to speak to that of God in everyone. You know, that's one of my primary principles. Although I'm an agnostic, I still feel that that's something that I would like to hope to practice, to speak to that of God in the person I'm talking to. And there are principles in Scientology that I certainly believe. We have a code of honor in that religion. But, you know, the question of religion, to be faced in a progressive organization with a question of religious discrimination or impugning my personal beliefs, I think is out of order. And I'm saddened. I was the spokesperson for Peace Action, Southern California Peace Action, 25,000 members. The board never had any qualms about my being a member of the Church of Scientology. And at that time, I was a member of Scientology in good standing. Stellar members of the community had faith and trust in me and allowed me to have my own personal beliefs and understood and saw that I was totally able to keep those separate and distinct from any political activity. I will never intrude my personal beliefs on this organization or this foundation. And I think it's really sad when we start to discriminate against people based on their personal beliefs.
And Grace, my apologies for describing the belief or participation in Scientology as a political organization. Is there a question for Jim? I'd like to go back and forth if we can. Luzette.
I would like, and I wish we could have asked questions of both. Well, the question goes to both. I think I heard both of you say that you've been local station board chairs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get from both of you, give us an example of a minority dissent and how that was dealt with. For the better, I don't really want any, I can speak. I don't want any punctuations to my sentences, please. I'm saying, give us an example of a board dissent and how that was resolved to the extent that the minority view was not excluded from the body.
Jim?
First of all, one of my highest principles is the inclusion of everyone, regardless of race, class, sexual orientation, whatever. It is my belief that whenever there is a conflict, that the conflict must be resolved so that there is a win-win situation. That's the way I operate. If you can cite a specific incident where I could respond to, I'd like to.
A specific incident is one where there was an election at the local station board WPFW that we had accused the chair at the time, incidentally it was you, to have not followed rules. How did you deal with that to resolve it in a way that that group was not excluded?
Just for a matter of history, This was back in, what year was that? 2000, whatever.
I don't remember what year.
But what happened was we had an LSB election. The votes were being counted as we voted. We had the majority of our members there at the LSB. The votes were being counted by me with one other community person watching over the count. We were doing it by computer. The computer froze. We could not complete the count. Okay? At that point, I suggested that we take the ballots to someone else who could count them, and that I would do it. At that point, we didn't get no objections to doing that. I admitted several times that that was not the wisest thing for me to do at that time. I understand that. But we did that. The votes were then counted, and the announcement was made as to who was going to be on the LSB. It was then, along Luzette and a couple of other people objected to that, and they sent a report to the PNB. The PNB examined what I had done and found that there was no problem with what I did. Find that there was no illegal or anything done in terms of counting the votes. So that's how that was resolved. I like to always try to do what's right. I don't try to camouflage what I do. And I like to also make sure that everyone understands what I'm doing. And if they object to it, then we can talk about that. But I will not allow anyone to accuse me of doing anything wrong when I know that I'm innocent.
Grace, did you want to respond to that question?
Sure. You know, there is actually a good example. On our LSP and on the PNB, Jack Van Aken resigned after he was nominated as director for the Pacifica National Board. It was not known that he was going to resign from both the LSB and the PNB. So when the election for PNB directors came up on our LSB, it turned out Leslie was nominated, but she had not duly been nominated with it before the deadline. I felt that the spirit of the bylaws with STV voting, that even though my faction, if you want to call it, I'm from one faction and Leslie's from another faction, that at the spirit of the bylaws is that that faction deserves to have a member, a director on this board. So in order to save time and agony and fighting, I stated that I felt that Leslie should be allowed to run in that election. And I think that that was an act. I did it actually to save all of us the pain and hardship of having to have a big floor fight on our LSB. But truly, I do believe that the spirit of the bylaws were followed by our LSB and by allowing Leslie to run and win in that election, because her supporters deserved a seat on this board.
Question for Grace or both? Yeah, Nia?
I'd like to ask both, like Grace and Jim. Obviously, you know, let's be honest, we could see that there's a definite divide on this board. And I'd like to know what either of you would do in order to bring us together.
Jim, yeah, go ahead.
The most important thing for any organization is to have synergy, is to be able to look at issues and be able to deal with them forthright. the most, I think that the thing that we need as a group is to come together at a retreat so that we can learn to get closer to who we are and what we're about, so that we can be people who will respect and listen to each other. The most important thing for me is that I am respected, and that I respect everyone else's opinion, and that mine be respected as such, and that any of the shadows or any of the misgivings I have, I need to work on those, and I know that, and I work on them daily, so that my judgment or my opinion of people is usually based on what I see and what I hear, and not on any other emotional misgivings that I may have, because I usually like to tap into my own energy first, and then be able to judge and react and act with integrity to and on anyone. I don't like to be misjudged, and I don't like to misjudge people. So that would be something that I would work very hard to do to bring about on this board, because on this board we have some of the most fantastic minds in this business. The energy is great. The problem is that we don't listen to each other. And what I'd like to do is to do whatever I can to make that happen so that we can save this foundation. It's not about my personal interests or my personal wishes or whatever. It's about what's good for the foundation. That's where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay?
Grace?
I think I would start by trying to talk personally one-on-one with the people who have disagreements with me as a person, mm-hmm. and with the, if I were elected, with the people who voted for me. I have failed to do that in the last year, I have to say. I've done it somewhat, but that's been a deficiency of mine. I have failed to reach out adequately to people on, in quotes, the other side, and I'll try to rectify that. Now, as I hope that I don't hold grudges. I had a very contentious relationship with Mike Martin on the Finance Committee, but recently we bridged the gap somehow, and we've had a back-and-forth email communication with each other, and we're now able to work together, even though we had been quite polarized on the board. So that's one example of how these divides can be healed, and they must be for the health of this foundation, because every second that we waste fighting with each other is a second of time and energy that is not put into making this foundation stronger and better.
Sean.
Brief comment and then a question for both candidates. One of the things that I love about Pacifica, one of the things that inspires me about Pacifica, is we not only believe in freedom of speech, we believe in freedom of thought. And in America, the most basic American idea is that we don't hold race, religion, or creed against people. And I should remind the board members that if these questions were brought up in an interview for employment, it would open us up to a lawsuit, and I find them really unfair. Now, my question for both candidates, I'd like to know your ideas on a strategic plan for KPFK, or for Pacifica, pardon me. I'm showing my parochialism.
Grace.
Hi, was so concerned about a strategic plan that I tried to get it on the NFC agenda for at least a year. And there was a lot of opposition to it. That was the bone of contention between myself and Mike Martin, who was the treasurer. But it's such an important thing to have a path to strengthen this organization that I formed another committee of the PNB to work on a strategic plan. And we put a strategic plan together, which I think at this point really needs to be tweaked. I'm not totally on board with the plan that I helped to write. But basically, I don't feel that I want to write a strategic plan. I think it needs to come from this entire body. We need to work together and use all of our intelligence and input and come together with something that will work. Because I could have a brilliant plan, but if nobody likes it, it's not going to work. So it's got to come from this body. As chair, I'm kind of out of the picture. And I will try to do my best to utterly trust you. But you have to step up to the plate and do the work necessary to fix this foundation. I will help facilitate it, but I'm not going to be in so much of a leadership role. I will be in a facilitating role.
Jim?
It's been quite clear to me that part of what happens with an organization where you have a leader who tends to lead from the top and never include the members in any plan that they are putting together usually fails. It usually creates more chaos and more confusion than anything else. The main thing that I would do, and this would be my plan, and it would be to spend the first meeting with all of you mapping out what issues, what items that we have to accomplish for the year. It was not my idea to be chair and to have all the answers, to design all the plans. Plans and the knowledge that's in this room can help formulate our actions for the coming year. So that's what I would do.
Leslie.
Yeah, Grace, I appreciate the newfound spirit of reconciliation, and I hope you'll get back to me on those emails about committee assignments. I would like to suggest that, in fact, I do not represent a faction. I represent the listeners that I've heard from. And although I appreciate your support on the PNB, your decision also allowed Joe Wanzala to be seated. Now, my questions. First of all, for both of you, how many closed sessions did you hold during your chairmanship of the LSB, and what were the productive outcomes of those meetings? What would you do differently as chair of the PNB than you did as chair of the LSB? And finally, for Grace, obviously you are viewed locally as a divisive figure. And perhaps nationally. I'm new to the national scene. And I was wondering about your comments on that perception of you.
Jim, you're first.
On the local level, we've had, whenever there was a need for a closed session, we would have it. It would, in my opinion, it's only necessary to have a closed session when you are, in fact, discussing information or things that are really confidential. The idea of having a closed session is to be able to have the freedom and safety to discuss things that are confidential, that you can feel safe in doing so in that closed session. That's what we do. And then you report out from that session to the general public what decisions were made so that you understand at all times that you're being represented, that you're representing the people who elected you there. I consider myself as being a representative of my community. And so they put me there to make decisions on their behalf. And that's what I try to get across to our board at all times, that we do that, that we make those decisions and understand that just because we are a member of the LSB, it doesn't exclude us from the people who put us there. We're there representing them. I'm a staff member, so I represent the staff. Those of us who are listener members represent the listeners who voted us in. And we must understand that at all times and be very, very careful at how we make decisions, because we're making decisions on their behalf. And what was the second part of your question?
What would you do differently as chair of the PNB than you did as chair of your LSB?
Of course, at the PNB, there are higher stakes. And not that I want to separate the two. I don't like doing that, but I think the same principles that I use would apply to PNB. I don't think that we have the option of doing things differently. I think we have the responsibility to protect the foundation, and we do things here that will affect what happens on a local level. And so anything that I do here, I would keep that in mind so that the decisions we make here would be decisions that would benefit the entire network. So that's my thinking. I would think that way. I would work that way. I would not allow myself to localize because that's not going to help the network. What's good for one market may not be good for the other. But I would make sure that we come up with policies and procedures and so forth that's going to be beneficial for every one of our stations and all of our affiliates.
Grace?
I don't remember exactly how many executive sessions were held when I was the chair of the LSB, but I can tell you that at least one-third were executive sessions at the behest of Dan Siegel, who was briefing us on legal cases pertaining that had to be, the briefing had to be done in executive session because they dealt with personnel matters. I also want to tell you that we mistakenly in the LSB, from advice from senior executives, were kind of pushed into keeping a lot of financial information confidential that didn't have to be confidential. An example of that is the fact that I have about 20 recent emails from our CFO or ex-CFO labeled confidential, and most of them didn't have to be labeled confidential. I have corrected my error and have done more on this board to create financial transparency in this organization than any other director. The error, I don't think, was in me in keeping things in executive session. It came from others. Now, what was the rest of the question?
What would you do differently as chair of the PNB than LSB, and how do you explain that you are a divisive figure here locally and apparently nationally?
Okay, well, you know, I've already stated what I've already done that differently on the PNB, which is promote much greater transparency and reporting to our LSB. And in terms of being a divisive figure, let's look at the facts. The facts are that I was a big vote-getter in the last direct election for our local LSB. I got much cooperation. I formed a committee of about 40 people, including paid and unpaid staff at the KPFK, LSB members, interested individuals. Most were unpaid staff, programmers at the station. We recruited a slate of 12 listener members and four staff nominees for the LSB. Of that slate of candidates, seven of our listener members won seats in the last election out of 9 open seats. Of the staff seats, we won all 3 staff seats. That shows tremendous listener support. Tremendous listener support.
Giving the audience a chance to speak, would you please not disrupt the meeting?
And I think there is a lot of support on the board for Rico, for Sean, for myself, for other members of our people who want to work with us. We're willing to work with anybody. It's not a closed group by any means. And I don't think I am a divisive figure at all. I think that I happen to be a leadership figure. And I think that it's fine to attack me, but let's say what the truth is. Our members gave me a lot more votes than a lot of other people. And I didn't try to promote myself. I preferred that other people, I put myself in a pool of 12 other people. If I had wanted to grandstand, I would have just run as Grace Aaron, and I probably would have been the top vote getter. So I've worked to cooperate and to facilitate greater cooperation.
Are there any other questions from the PNB? Okay. Hearing none, Leslie had a motion to open up for listener comment now. Someone seconded it, but I don't remember who.
I did.
Lizette seconded it.
I'm sorry for being late, for the record.
Is there any objection to doing that?
For how long?
Yes.
How many people want to speak?
That was my 15 minutes. Thought. How many people would like to speak? About 8 people, 9 or perhaps 10 people.
15 minutes?
2 minutes
apiece?
Yeah.
That sounds about right. So we'll take 2 minutes apiece. It should be about 20 minutes. We haven't had a chance to get a list, so if you just...
This is the honor system.
Line up, folks.
Okay. Yes. Israel, would you be willing to make a list for us? And
someone needs to come up. Time is ticking.
We have scheduled a listener. We have another listener comment section scheduled later on in the meeting. This will go on for 20 minutes, two minutes apiece.
You can begin before 10 minutes on the list if you want.
Yes, the first person on the list, would you please come up and yes. Would whoever's first on the list please come up? And I'll give you a 20-second warning.